From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Good morning. It's 7:24, again 59 degrees. It's time for Wildcat News, a chance for the schools to open up the doors, let us in and talk about all the different changes and new programs that they have going on. Just kind of an update as to what's happening at the elementary, middle school, and high school levels. Good morning, Travis Sprague. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Living the dream, brother.
I love it.
Welcome to the new school year. We're about 3 weeks into it. And how has it been for you so far?
You know, year two, it's been an outstanding start. We started before school, we invited all the freshmen in, and we were blown away. We had 100 kids show up. And that's honestly the theme for the first 3 weeks of school. The students have thoroughly impressed our teachers, our administration. I can't be more proud of our kids. Our student section has been on point. I want to congratulate our coaches on all the wins, our athletes, Mr. O'Hearn for getting all the athletics and activities all together. But wow, I can't be more impressed with our students.
Students, faculty, staff, everybody, it takes many to have this kind of success within a school district. So
it does not happen easy, and our staff is world class.
Let's talk about is it new or is this something that you're just improving? But let's talk about the school to work program.
We are excited to have our students supporting our workforce in the community. We've adapted, we've rebranded, but our students are out helping support our community, support our businesses. We're starting small right now. Heather Nielsen is leading that program from the educational viewpoint. But we're going to be somewhere around 8 to 10 students second semester. We have a handful of students out right now and looking to partner with businesses to support our students' skills and education, but then also realize that if we can keep our students in our community in the long term, that benefits everybody. It benefits the school, it benefits the businesses, and it benefits the community.
How about new construction and safety? There have been a lot of upgrades and improvements for safety. The schools just look beautiful.
You know, I am just beyond happy that I have a window now. We have new front office. Our secretaries, I think none of them had a window throughout their careers. But that also helps us with safety. All of our students after school begins and every single one of our visitors and families now come through our front main entrance. It has been a relatively seamless transition and it helps support safety. So when our students arrive after 8:15 and before 3:20, they're coming through our main office. It helps us keep tabs. We have new attendance policies as set by the state, and this has really helped us. And I also want to thank the families for when our students have been absent. The communication between the families and the guardians have been great for our school, and I can't echo enough. Please continue that because it really helps us.
With that one entrance now into the school, at the high school, the parking lot has been kind of changed as far as who has priority closest to the door?
Yes, our seniors have that closest priority, and Mrs. Goodnow has done an excellent job. We were wondering how students were going to respond to that, and they have been great. 3 weeks in, it's like we've been doing this for years. And that comes from our students' ability to understand the why. The why is ultimately safety. We want a safe and secure environment for our staff, for our students, for our families, and that main front entrance helps provide that.
With the WAC, the new field, all of the new additions within the last few years, it's not as dated as it once was. I mean, I'm just going to say it, right? But with that, you have been offering a marketing class, and you're kind of branching that a bit, aren't you?
Yes, our marketing class has always supported our Cat Cafe, and now we're expanding those opportunities. They're going to create our school-to-work logo, but as we look to update various parts of our facilities, the marketing class presented to the administration on ways to improve the looks of our cafeteria, and we're just in the early stages, but I will tell you, Mr. Murray, Mrs. Goodnow, our instructional coach, Mrs. Nelson, myself were blown away with the detail, the quality, and the goal of the students to make our school better and be the best that we possibly can be. I will tell you, they have better eyes than all of us adults, and we are blessed to have their input, and we want to expand this. I also want to credit Mrs. Hayes, our marketing teacher, for facilitating all of that and letting the kids run with it. She has done an excellent job, and we'll be continuing to come back to that class and classes like that. That student voice is so critical, and they have great eyes.
They're living
great intelligence. Oh, they are.
Definitely living it. If you can make that environment fun and involved with the students, absolutely. Great program. I've heard this term a couple of times, the three E's. Tell us about the three E's.
Yeah, this has been a great thing. Mr. Murray, myself, and the other admin team caught this several months ago, but the three E's are when our students, our ultimate goal for every student is to graduate high school, but that's not the end goal. The end goal is that they are employable, enlistable, and or enrollable. We want to provide various pathways for our students. If our students want to graduate and start right in the workforce, we need to help support that pathway. If they are choosing to serve in a branch of the military, we want to help ensure that they have the skills to succeed in that pathway. If they want to go up to a trade school, a tech school, a community college, a four-year university, we want to make sure that they have that pathway. We also know that some students will choose multiple different pathways. The school, the work program, marketing, all these things help support various pathways. IJAG, all the different offerings we have are career and technical courses. These help support multiple pathways. We no longer have a cookie cutter student, and with our various needs of our students, we want to support them in a wide variety of pathways. And that's where the three E's come into play.
Activities started, sports, students in the arts, homecoming is coming up. What's our direction from here out?
You know, we don't stop. Homecoming's September 30th through October 4th. This Thursday, our Skills USA has their kickoff. We have a Panama Spanish trip, a foreign language trip that's getting planned. So we're having meetings on that. We really don't stop until May right now, which is really great for the students, all the offerings. We're actually going to be going to the school board over the next couple months to provide more offerings for our students in a wide variety of areas, some more linked to the academics, some more linked to things that students have loved to do for so long. We may be approaching on asking some questions about an esports team. So exciting. We're not there yet. But I would tell you that we have great student interest, and we're trying to help support that student interest. We've been, as we've built up that student voice, students are asking great questions about what if we could do this. So we're trying to help support that as much as possible.
You listen well. The whole staff listens well. That's what I'm getting out of all of this. I love that you start your day coming in, talking on Wildcat News, and you articulate and communicate the information very well. Thank you so much. Yep.
I've got one more plug.
Absolutely.
It's Wednesday today. We have a 1 hour early out across the district, our normal Wednesday early out. So we'll make sure that can always communicate that out to families. We're excited for an awesome day. We've had great volleyball. Got football at Van Meter also this Friday. So come out.
When's homecoming? Which date?
Homecoming, September 30th, that starts on that Monday through October 4th, that Friday. I believe we play Chall City. We're excited to defeat the Comets.
Travis Sprague with the Humboldt School District, thank you again for coming in. It's Wildcat News every Wednesday this time, 7:33, 59 degrees at the Bowl.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage? Hi, this is Donnell Scow, mortgage banker at Northwest Bank in Humboldt. Northwest Bank is a preferred mortgage loan provider in our area. We offer permanent, fixed rate, and home construction financing. We take the work out of financing your home, and we're here to walk you through every step of your loan process. Stop in our Humboldt office and learn how we can help you. Northwest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on.
This has been the Northwest Bank Wildcat News on KHBT. Join us each Wednesday at this time for more Wildcat News.